Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris. Thanks so much for listening. Wherever and whenever you're listening, it's probably beer o'clock, and we've got a lot of good stuff coming up for you right here on the podcast starting right now. Welcome back into Beers on Us with Mike Lynch and Patrick Harris, and this is going to be a very strange, quick episode today, as it is just me, Mike Lynch, here with you today on the podcast. Patrick had some stuff at work come up, and both of us are leaving for trips today, or tonight, I should say, so there was really not much of a chance to do this week with the both of us. We thought we might be able to do it today, and then something came up at work with him that he wouldn't be able to make it in to do the podcast today. So what we're going to do is quick thinking on our feet, or on my feet, I should say, is I went out and I got myself a beer of the week, which I will try here on this solo quick hit episode of Beers on Us, and talk a little bit about my week in beer and then what's coming up this coming week as both of us are going on trips. And then, yeah, we'll let you go and have a nice little quick, easy episode to listen to this week. You can find us all over the place. We are on Apple Podcasks, Google Play, 1080thefan.com, radio.com, Stitcher, Omni. We are on social media. I'm at MikeLynch27 on Twitter. Patrick is at PDiddy085 on Instagram, and our Beers on Us Instagram page is at Beers on Us on Instagram. Super easy to find. We've been posting, both of us have been posting on there, pictures of what we've been drinking. I'll take a little picture of the can of what I have today for the podcast and post it on there as well. So that's where you can find all of our beer posts for the most part, and send us all of your beer posts, whether it's to me on Twitter, which I've seen a bunch of, or if you send it to Patrick or our own Beers on Us on Instagram page. Send us some pictures of what you're drinking and let us know what you're enjoying. And if you've tried any of our beer of the weeks or beers that we've had in, say, a tasting room episode, or if we're just drinking a beer during an episode just because, well, we wanted to, let us know if you've had any of those for the first time and enjoyed them or not enjoyed them and why. Constructive feedback is always good, and you can even do that about the podcast too if you'd like. So my week in beer wasn't anything super special. Remember, I was in Vegas last weekend, had a lot to drink, so I was kind of taking myself a little bit lighter this week. I did have a couple of beers this weekend that were interesting, but nothing I would say I would write home about. I actually had one beer for the first time in a long time that I didn't particularly like very much. I won't call out the brewery or anything, but it was a brewery that I had heard a lot of good things about. And maybe it was just this beer. Maybe it was just this can. It was just a regular old lager and yellow beer, as Patrick would say. And I really, really did not enjoy it. And that is a style of beer that recently I have been enjoying quite a bit, as Patrick and the podcast has kind of maybe in a way forced my hand into trying those beers more often, and I found myself really enjoying those beers and ordering them myself. So I picked this one out because I had heard so many good things about the brewery, and I wanted to try a beer, and this is just one that I saw when I was at John's Marketplace, and I did not love it. So hopefully it is not an indication of the entire brewery, but at least the lager that I had was no bueno, in my opinion. Beyond that, though, nothing crazy. I'm going to be going to Victoria, Canada this week with the in-laws, and I'm going to go ahead and see if I can find any interesting beers up there while I'm there. Not 100% sure what the plan is. I'm kind of just going with the flow with the vacation, and I know we rented a house, and we're probably going to stay and cook in the house sometimes, so might not be too many options to go out and explore the beer scene out there, if there is even a beer scene out there. I will report back next week on the podcast with whatever I have found. I think Patrick might be going out rafting again, so I'm sure he'll have maybe not new beers, but beers that he will tell us about next week when he comes back. Anyway, like I said, this is going to be a super quick episode, maybe even just like 5 to 7 minutes. Nothing too crazy. Just wanted to have something for you guys for this week, as we have yet to actually miss an episode. We haven't missed a week yet, and I think we're both really proud of that. So in unforeseen circumstances have happened, and we've had to do quick hit episodes if you've noticed over the course of the first year, we've had maybe three or four of them. This was probably the worst unforeseen circumstances. We're both gone. And it was like, well, I'm going to be at the radio station, so I'll just do it really quick for myself. So hopefully you guys at least enjoyed the effort that went into making this. The beer of the week this week is a brewery that I've had before. I've only had one of the beers from them before. And it's called Evil Twin Brewing, which is out of Brooklyn, New York. And I've had their Even More Jesus beer, which is an imperial stout. And because Patrick was out, I went into John's today with the mindset of I'm going to find something that I really want to drink that I know he probably wouldn't enjoy very much. And I'm going to go ahead and give it a try. So what I saw on the shelf is there was another one from this brewery called like Even More JCS or something like that. And I was like, oh God, that's going to be really strong. This one is Imperial Donut Break. Evil Twin Brewing Glazed Imperial Donut Break. Now, the sticker is blocking some of the description, so let me peel that off real quick. But I'm going to read what's on the can for you. Come on, price sticker. You can do it. There we go. I'm getting it off. Okay. Did the flavors of sugar and bittersweet almonds and coffee in Imperial Biscotti Break also make you sentimental? I didn't have that beer. Now, we topped it off with insane amounts of donuts. This all-time American favorite is making its way back into the spotlight, and we at Evil Twin Brewing are not letting a tasty trend pass us by without taking it to the next level. Drink it with great gusto. Forza Donuts. So this is 100% up my alley, right? It's an Imperial Porter, 11.5%, woo, with coffee, vanilla, almonds, and donuts added. So it sounds like they actually just straight up put donuts in the beer, which is going to be fascinating to me. And pouring it now, it is jet black. Oh boy. I feel like I'm in for a treat with this one. This is like pitch black of a beer. I did bring in that Chicha dark Mexican lager last week because I wanted a dark beer again, but it turned out, although it was kind of dark beer flavor, it was still a dark Mexican lager. I really wanted to bring something in that was like thick and heavy and typical Mike Lynch beer style. No matter the weather for me, I'll drink Imperial Porters and Stouts and all sorts of dark beers, even if it's 95 degrees out, like it kind of is today. I don't care. I like the flavors and I want to taste the flavors. So excuse some of the dead air as I take some sips, as we don't have someone else to talk while we're drinking. So excuse me for one half second. Whoa. That is, wow. There's a lot of flavors going on in this one. It's, I will say one thing that's standing out as a slight negative to me immediately is it's a little bit too sweet. Maybe I should have expected that with a beer that's made with literal glazed donuts. It's a little bit too sweet. But I also enjoy really sweet Imperial Stouts and Porters, so it's not a negative necessarily. It's just the first thing that stuck out. Like, if it was slightly more bitter, I think it would kind of be a little bit more even. But I get a lot of vanilla right off the top. You got a lot of vanilla, and even a little bit of almond in the nose too when you take your first smell of this beer. Just really savoring the beer here. Yeah, I enjoy this. This is definitely right up my alley. Now, if you do not like this style of beer, do not get this beer. This is really, really like alcoholic and flavorful and crazy and all that kind of stuff. So if you are a little bit anti-Imperial Porters and Stouts, I wouldn't get this. If this is a style of beer that you enjoy, I would say try this just for the sake of trying a beer that's brewed with donuts because it's pretty cool. And might not be your favorite thing. You might think it's too sweet or maybe a little bit too alcoholic. I think if there's negatives of that, that's what I would say. Positives wise, I mean, I enjoy it because it's an Imperial Porter. I like the there's a large depth of flavor going on. It's not just one note. And that's what I enjoy about this style of beer in general, is just how deep flavors are on this beer, on these types of beers, is because when you have like a regular Pilsner, for example, right? Or a Helles Lager, you can get some depth of flavor and you kind of know what's going on there, but it's easy drinking, right? And a lot of people like that easy drinking beer. But what I like, and it's a much slower process for me, is to just sip on these beers and enjoy them because they are so deep. And every sip you get a slightly different flavor. And it's really, really, really interesting to kind of watch the beer, even in like the, I don't know, 20 minutes that you're drinking it, change in the glass or change out of the can or even change on your palate because you've already had a couple of sips, so it's expecting something, and then it changes again. So I would say if you are into this style of beer, give this one a try just because it's different, unique, and it's not something that I've ever seen before. And it's a brewery out of Brooklyn that I've seen a lot out here. And next time I go home back to New Jersey where I'm from, I might actually see if we can't make a stop in Brooklyn if they've got a little tap house out there. I'd love to see these guys and some of the stuff they've got going on in their limited small batch stuff as well. All right, so that's going to do it. Like I said, super quick 10-minute episode for you. Coming up next week, we were discussing maybe doing another style. We also had the beer app episode kind of on tap to do at some point. We might have another tasting room episode coming up soon as well. Although we might save that because fresh hop season's right around the corner. And maybe if we do like a fresh hop tasting room, that'd be really, really interesting. So we'll see what happens with that. Maybe we can even do two because we like doing those episodes a lot. If you have any suggestions, feel free to let us know on all the social media pages I let you know about earlier. We missed it last week, so I'm going to do it twice for you this week. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Whoa. Sierra Nevada Pale Ale. Whoa. And then, so we'll see you next week. Back on Thursday next week. And we should be on Thursdays, as far as I know, probably until about Thanksgiving. So you'll get us back at the normal time starting next week. We will see you then. Have a very, very good rest of your week. Traces. Am I allowed to say Traces? I'll say Traces. He's out. Traces.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.